You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena, very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's been a busy weekend in central government politics. Has the Mayor had a chance to reach out to any of the parties, either the current incumbent government or Chris Luxon? What's been happening in terms of that conversation?
Look, I'm not exactly sure, Rachel. He was just back yesterday. He's been away for a week. I think I told you last week he's been away in Australia. I certainly have. I have congratulated the new soon-to-be Prime Minister and the leader of the so the leader of the National Party, leader of the ACT Party, and I'm working my way through the MPs.
It's going to be an interesting time for Auckland over the next 3 years. What is Council hoping to achieve in terms of conversations? We've obviously seen the Mayor put out a specific set of things he has on his agenda. But broadly speaking, what are you hoping to see in terms of a relationship between central government and local government here in Auckland?
Well, look, I've said this before, the relationship between central government and local government is really important. You know, Auckland is New Zealand's biggest city. It's a third of the population. It's very high with regards to 38 to 40% of GDP, etc. And if we do well, if our city does well, our region does well, New Zealand does well. And so much of what central government does, you know, and the effects on Auckland contribute to that. So what we're after is a very good dialogue, a very good relationship, and a very good understanding of the needs and wants from Auckland's perspective to central government. And I think some of the things that we have struggled with in the past is that central government have have put out policies that are New Zealand-wide, as they, you know, as they are able to do. But actually, when it comes to Auckland, things are a little bit different, just because of the way we are governed and made up. And I think what we're really keen to see happen is, you know, no matter what the plans and policies are that are coming from central government, that they really understand that, for example, in the transport space, that Auckland Transport is a different beast to Auckland Council. You know, it's not like other councils in New Zealand where, you know, the transport is more easily controlled by the elected officials. So, you know, there's a whole lot of, it's a real understanding. I think, you know, one of the 101s that I would be keen to sort of help any new MP understand is the governance model of Auckland as a start of a 10, you know.
It's an interesting, yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting series of conversations that you'll be having. Let's look internally to what's been going on in Auckland Council recently. See that the 6 demographic advisory panels have talked to the mayor and councillors about what they think needs to be done across the next 3 years to support their specific communities within Auckland. That, I guess, is actually related to what we've just been talking about. What have been some of these key things that have been outlined, and how are they going to be achieved?
Right, well, our demographic panels are a really important part of input to us as councillors and to staff, actually, on behalf of Auckland, because, you know, we are very diverse, and as our region grows, we need to respond to the needs and aspirations of everyone who lives in Tamaki Makaurau. So our advisory panel members were actually appointed to offer that strategic advice, okay, based on their understanding and lived experience of being young, being senior, being Pacifica, being ethnic, of rainbow identified or disabled in our great region. And you know, we went out to tender, we, you know, got about 250 people who, you know, wanted to be part of them. And we now have 63 people on a disability advisory panel, an ethnic communities advisory panel, a Pacific peoples advisory panel, a rainbow communities advisory panel, a seniors advisory panel, and a youth advisory panel. And yes, they have come together, and their outline over the next 3 years, as far as their priorities go, are different, you know, between youth, ethnic, etc. But the key points, I think, that went almost across them all were concerns around housing, mm-hmm. Well-being, climate change, participation and engagement, transport and safety. I mean, when you come to those big headings, they affect all those groups. Mm. And, you know, demographic panels have been around since Auckland, the super city, was put together, and they really do work well because they are region-wide approaches. Now, we know that in every local board area, you know, we have often local boards have advisory groups in the different, you know, demographics themselves. So this is yet another way to really engage and hear from, you know, specific types of people who live in our city, so that we can ensure that our outcomes, you know, affect everyone.
Mm, absolutely. So now that you've got those key areas identified by those advisory panels, what is the next step for council and for the mayor in terms of addressing that? What happens next once you've pointed out these problems?
Right, so then we go into the LTP discussion, and we make sure that our outcomes from the LTP actually reflects the concerns and the priorities from those groups. And that will be what the council, you know, that's what the councillors are working through. The mayor will come out with, you know, his LTP discussion before Christmas as a documentation. But that's the reason he met with them. And he actually met with them on his own, and then he met with them again. He sat beside me when they were talking to all the councillors as well. So he's heard their message twice. And, you know, I think that's important.
So if the LTP comes back and these groups aren't necessarily satisfied with it, is there another opportunity to have feedback or to have conversation about that?
Yeah, absolutely, because it'll be the same as all of Auckland. So the LTP process is no different from any kind of budgetary process. You know, a suggestion goes out, then we go to Auckland and ask Auckland as a region what they think. That feedback comes back, and then it's tweaked, potentially tweaked, nearly always tweaked in some way, and then it's ratified. And in that coming back process, whilst, you know, we hear from all of Auckland, there will be an opportunity for those groups to feedback as advisory panels, specifically themselves too.
Well, if we look at one specific group in Auckland now, a little bit more specifically, age-friendly Auckland Action Plan has been also released this week. Now, this is specifically looking at older Aucklanders and, I guess, trying to address the diversity of needs from older Aucklanders. What's the goal of this plan, and how is it going to be affected?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. You know, quite often we talk about the future of our region, and we say, you know, it's about our young people, and it is. But actually, Auckland has the largest population of people aged 65 and older in New Zealand, and that's, you know, that's amazing. And look, you know, we're all getting older every day. Some of us, you know, are older than others. But I just look at my own mother. You know, I've got my own mother who's going to be 93 next month. You know, with medical science and everything else, people are living longer. And therefore, we have to have a city that's representative for our older people. So this age-friendly Auckland Action Plan is kind of really making sure that we do focus on that very large sector of Auckland, and making sure that our region, our city, is the best it can be to grow older in. So it's got a number of actions and a number of plans around that. Some of them are around works that local boards are doing. So one of the things, for example, is around digitality. You know, we often say, here's the website, go and have a look at it, or a lot of what we do is digitalized. And we do it that way because it's cheaper, easier for a lot of people to access. But, you know, as you get older, that technology might not have been something that you grew up with and that you are familiar with. And, you know, you might not even have a computer at home. You'd like to think that a lot of people, as they get older, have that access. But, you know, one wonderful pilot that has happened in Devonport, Takapuna and Upper Harbour local boards is free one-on-one coaching, helping seniors upskill themselves to use the internet for connecting mm-hmm. with friends and family and sending photos and paying bills. As well as the troubleshoot problems, you know, with their devices. You know, my mother often says, oh, I don't know what's working with my phone, I can't find this app, or don't know where it's gone, or do you know what I mean? And I think that's a great pilot that they're targeting from that local board area. But I also want to say that in every library, and I know this is very true in the Orake local board area, you know, our library staff are trained on being able to support our older members of the community with their digital knowledge. And, you know, we have e-books and things like that. So, you know, I want people to understand that you can get a lot of help from your librarian, and not just, you know, for getting books out of the library.
Yeah, absolutely. The backbone of society, librarians, they are the social workers without the social
they
work necessarily attached to their name, 100%. This is a really interesting plan. If people have, older folks in their lives and they're interested in reading more about it, it is up on the council's website at the moment. But when we look at the broader goals of this, obviously those individual outcomes are really important, but what is the broader overarching goal for Auckland? How are we, I guess, moving to try and incorporate this framework with these other ones that we've been mentioning this morning? There's lots of different interest groups in Tāmaki.
Look, I think the broader thing is, as I said, is to make Auckland the best city it can be to grow older in. I mean, that's the key objective. You know, and Auckland Council's senior advisory panel, we talked about the advisory panels, you know, played a pivotal role in advocating for Auckland to become an age-friendly city. So, you know, it has a framework based on the World Health Organization's age-friendly cities, you know, as well. So, you know, that's the overarching aim. And I think, you know, as we go through and look at, you know, the region as a whole, and as we drill down into local boards and the work that they are doing statistically with the age friendly work in their local board areas, I think you'll find that as a region, as a city, we are working towards making sure that we reflect all sectors of our community in our planning, in our projects, and in our future thinking, because, you know, we all live in a wonderful place, regardless of age or ethnicity or ability.
Well, it's going to be really interesting to see how these conversations with central government play out over the next wee while. But thank you very much for your time this morning, Desley. Really appreciate it. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Indeed. Thank you. Have a good week.
Kia ora. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.